like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I thought we had a halfway decent program for the last hour. I did touch on the subject matter here and there. I think exquisitely, if you don't mind me saying so. I mean, word for word, it's not easy to find words that tear your ugly heart to pieces and reveal something good that's been following you all your life, that you thought was your enemy, but is really your friend called the conscience. See? So when you're separated from your conscience, which you always will be, when you're a little kid, because it goes from generation to generation, freedom doesn't last very long. See? It can rise with America, but there is no more. There is no more. There's the land that could have, is accommodating everyone, including the original inhabitants, are beginning to benefit from it, please God. They should. It's better than ISIS taking over America, is that the Christians took it over. They were much more Christian than you are these days. If you were as good as Christian as there were that were fought with George Washington, and the Congress was no damn good on the left, even then, they wouldn't give him any supplies. And he only had 3,000 men and walking in the cold, freezing to death, to fight for their country. And you have a country that is fought for and won, and you are ready to give it up. And because, you know, you don't know how to speak up and lose the friendship of your wife. You see, if you spoke up to your wife, she might actually love you for that. She might react and get upset first, but as long as you don't get upset, see, then as long as you don't get upset, you, how can I say this? Because I only have minutes to the next break. Let me see if I can get it out in just a few minutes. In other words, when a person tries to upset you, he's like a vampire. He's like hungry for something in you. And if you get upset, he can judge you. If you get upset, he can guilt you into submission. See? And so either way, you're finished when you get upset. But when a person tries to upset me, and if you could find what I found when I share it with you, I'm giving you what Jesus, you know, the very thing that he says is possible for everybody to become perfect. So if you'd have the power to overcome the beast in another person, the entity in them is trying to feed off you and doesn't know, it gets pleasure. And then more pain and then more pleasure from your giving in. So when you have him, God, inside you, you cannot get upset. You're cool, calm, and you don't understand. There's no feelings or emotions, no anger to kill your conscience, which is, anger is simply an opiate. It's cheap. See? It keeps the conscience at bay. So, but that which is kept at bay is now inside you and is operating through you, and you don't react. And they need, these are hungry creatures. When the wicked ones, the cruel ones, they're hungry creatures. They need to feed off your failing to deal with them properly. They feed off your fear. They feed off your anger. And you see what they're doing in Roseburg. You don't know, but the police had to protect the families because the left wanted to kill them. They wanted to torment them to death. They have to guard them from the mob. This is the left. And it wouldn't be if you were right. I mean, not necessarily right flank, but just right in your heart. Because when they die, what happens is they cut, when they don't get a meal, they run away from you. They leave you alone, or something of you gets into them. They get upset because they can't upset you. That's how it works. There's no energy involved. None of yours, anyway. And it lasts forever and ever. Okay, we'll be right back.
Of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello. Well, I opened the program the last hour with reading a story, one page of my first writing when I was 23. And I was wondering, you know, how did I get this strength, inner confidence? And it was like a flame that people took with them, and the more I gave, the more I was just writing, and the more I have to give. That's why I love what I'm doing. The more I give, the more I have to give, see. And I just want to show you how far it goes. I read something, now I've got one page. Most of my family love me, and they do, all my grandchildren. And let me see where I'm going with this. Yeah, but I've got five kids, four males and one young lady, see. And they're all, you know, my oldest is 62. But I'm not going to give the name of this. I read a letter from, a letter that I wrote to myself. And we're wondering why I'm different from other people when I'm 23. And so I've got a letter from one of my sons that was 15 years ago. So I just found it. I want to read it to you. So you may think I'm harsh, right? Okay. So he's probably listening, you know, to me right now. He's traveling. You see, I'm 40 years on this earth, on this great earth. I've had many experiences, just like my opening salvo, word for word. I've had many experiences. Some have been delightful, unforgettable, for the right reasons, and others, well, others have seen, have been as I, if I was racing against the devil for my soul to keep. Many times in my life, I could hear a voice telling me not to take the challenge. Many times I wouldn't listen. I didn't know what to do. My competitive nature was a strong one. I could hear the voices daring me to take challenges of life, and I have the courage and the determination to take on those challenges. I presume that the life was full of such challenges to conquer, but the one thing I didn't count on was that I was just a young kid full of spirit and vinegar. And the devil was waiting for me right outside the front door. So I know what you're saying to yourself. But now I was sitting on your door step telling you all the time. Well, I must say that you did sit on my outside of my doorstep and yell a bit at me. But the devil lived on my front porch. And furthermore, he hung his business license on my living room wall. So 40 years I am. I'm not so wise as you would have hoped me to be. I've wounded myself, impaired my ability to grow spiritually in the way that you would have liked me to, and I'm sorry for myself. I find many things in life very confusing. I know that I'll be searching all my life for many answers in the ways of man and God and good and evil. I want to tell you one thing that I've discovered, as simple as it is. I'm finally learning to have foresight. I am beginning just to foresee what is in my desires, my words, and consider what good and what evil may result from my actions, as well as what others may have to endure from my actions. Ultimately, it boils down to using God-given gift called wisdom, and only received by first loving the truth. I have finally come to that point in my life where I've decided that God is the only one that can save me from myself. I'm 40 years old. I've learned a lot of things that will become in very handily in my life to come. I'm sorry for the pain and suffering and loss of money that you have caused you and Mom in the past. I'm embarking on a new life now. I feel much better sense of direction and a better connection with my Father in heaven. I will work to be a better son. I will work to be a better and more honest person. I will work towards finding the way that God intends for me to be and what he wants with me to do with my life. I work hard at being a good father and a husband to my family, and I want to be better brother to my siblings. I hope you'll never stop telling me about the truth and the way you have chosen your life. I hope that as we continue our lives together, I can come someday be an asset to you in the way you'd like me to be. I would ask ask you to remember one thing. And he that gave to one 5 talents, and to another 2, and a third a single one, each according to his capacity. All of your children are different. I am the one of your beloved children that for many years has been needing something from you that maybe you couldn't give. I finally found out the way to a greater understanding in that regard. I will try to refocus my needs to the approval of my Creator. Thank you for these many years of guidance, corrections, patience, and love. I see now that it's unhealthy to allow your children to become comfortable in the warm comfort of an unconditional acceptance. We must learn how to inspire greater calling, God, with very much love, your son. And I won't mention who that is. Okay? So now, maybe you can be my kids and let me yell at you a little bit, because you know, I got to stir you out of your comfort and made you a little uncomfortable. But that's what the left doesn't do. It comforts the wicked. And that's the reason why you got the kind of president you've got. Comforts the wicked. And there was more of the wicked and the misguided, if you like. Wicked or misguided, it's a big difference. Really, wicked is behind the scenes. The misguided are being misguided behind the scenes. But the scene is not but now beginning to become the Wizard of Oz. You can see him. The great and wonderful Wizard of Oz. Scumbag. Degenerate. Psychopathic. Sociopathic. And so are all the followers. And especially at the lower level, where people have learned to give in to bullies. But now those people in the schools have turned them into degenerates so that they couldn't experience the beauty of what America stands for. And it made it look, so you sent your kids to school to the unions that are all broken, manipulated into doing unto your children what was done to them. and then being rewarded for it with great amounts of money that they don't know, with being worth nothing really. And you don't know how to deal with these kids, these young people who are demoralized and are angry because they don't know where to let the anger out. When you get angry, you see, you take it out on your kids, don't you? That's what's going to happen to you. See, children will turn on their families. Children will turn on the country itself. And ISIS knows how to do that. And we're going to stop that. You're going to stop it because you have to start with your adversary, your own parent. You have to deal with your own children. You have to be strong enough to say no. I can remember one of those times, one of my kids, when he was maybe 18, 20, who knows, 15, 16. He was very rude. So I just stood my ground, got angry, ran out the door, slammed the door, I waited, the door opened, he come back, say, sorry, Dad. That's it. You get to a person who's trying to get to you, and if there's any good in them, you bring it out. That's it. That's that letter. He's got older now. All right, we'll be back right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, so the name of the game is intimidation, right? Now go back to Roseburg, that's the most recent thing. And just look what happens in Roseburg. See, and look what's happening all over the country as the policemen intimidate and make you back down. And so the more you back down, the more power you give to the intimidators. You dare not give in. You dare not strike out. You may suffer a little consequences as a policeman. But you understand you're dealing with evil now. Not just ordinary scumbags on the street. Not just ordinary that. No, you're dealing with a political force. And moving this political force is created, recruits through the welfare system. You understand that? It is becoming a huge problem because they are bought and paid for. And see, they cannot, they have to, the fact that most of you are broken, most of you have been broken and imprinted with the identity of the bully. So let me ask you, which one of you is the person who gives in and tries to keep peace? God help you, you fool. Now listen, I'm not saying it's your fault, but when you were a kid, you couldn't help yourself because the forces around you, your religion, pushing you to make something of yourself, to make... It's all about you. Make something of yourself. You're not here to make something of yourself. You're here to find the purpose for your existence and to find the right teacher, the right rabbi, or the right Jesus. There's the wicked and the good. There's the evil in people, but people themselves are not wicked. The people themselves, it's the programming. You can go for all the way from Hitler, Germany to ISIS and pick which one you like the best, but in different forms of it. You weren't born that way, but you weren't born the way you are becoming. It was very rare. In America that I came to, it was mostly free except the South was horrible, but that was the extreme right. You get rid of the extreme right, you lose the balance. They fight each other. So the left was smart. they led the charge on the Ku Klux Klan. They led it. Who wouldn't want it? That's a good thing. The Martin Luther King thing was wonderful. Don't you get it? But then you got rid of all that. You got rid of the enemy of the enemy. See, like Russia and Hitler Germany. Hitler Germany betrayed the president of Russia, Stalin. He betrayed him. He had a peace pact and turned on him instead of turning on going to take over England. Hitler was afraid of England, even though England wasn't armed. They would appease us in a sense. Appease us for a good reason, because they weren't very far from the Second World War, First World War. And it's no wonder that you want to keep peace. He took advantage of that. The English people are not like that, basically, not then. So naturally, they appease. They picked an appeaser. That's what you got. But this is a very carefully created appeaser of what is really ugly filth. Okay? Thank you. So if you, one of you filthy people, want to call me and want to, you know, barricade my place, you know, march up and down, come and do it. Anytime you want to. I just need the advertisement. I need the kind of expression to make a point in a very big way. All right? It doesn't matter if I get killed or a thing like that. It's all right for me. See? But I want you to have to be an American. I'm an Englishman. I became American. See? It took a little while because I wasn't certain, because I saw things, you know, going down. But I just managed to make up my mind. I'll be an American citizen. Maybe they won't go down. I'll go on radio. And I was attacked by the left, the mainstream, so-called mainstream media. All of them liars. All of them liars. But if you are broken, you can't tell a lie from the truth. It depends on how intuitive you are. But when you get upset, you lose your intuition. You lose the intuition, you get separated from it, even when you're a child, but it goes on throughout the whole of life. The more you give in, the more you have to give in, the more you embolden the bully. And then you've got a whole bunch of bullies up there who are nothing else but nothings. Your president is nothing. You gave him the power. He's a skinny little... You gave him the power. It's really... Because you really love what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is what... You know, I'm saying something that somebody should have told you before, but they're part of the problem. They get angry with you or they give in to you. You can't hardly find somebody who can stand your ground and talk to you the way I'm talking to you without being angry, but sounding angry. It sounds like I'm angry, doesn't it? No, it's not angry. It's a force. It's got a different resonance. If you listen to me and like what I'm saying, you'll get better. If you listen to me and hate me, go ahead. Drop dead. Because that's what will happen to you. Just get angry with me and see what happens. I don't have to put forth any energy to upset you. Just be true to myself. You be true to yourself, you stupid idiot. See? And call me if you can do better than me, right? I'll just show you I'm doing to you something very similar to what you tried to do to me. You try to intimidate me, you get intimidated for trying. And something for me gets into you and you can't shake it. See? And it will kill you sooner or later. It will take away your power slowly but surely. Hating me will kill you. Hating anybody could actually cause you to, if you give in to that person, the same person that I'm talking about, is able to upset you, you're feeding him. You're feeding him from through fear and looking for peace. There is no such thing as peace. There's only courage. Okay. Okay, let me take calls now. Sean is Hello on there. The program. Hello, Sean.
Hello there. How you doing?
I have to adjust my microphone. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a 9-year-old son who asked me to call you. He's sitting yes. next to me. He's met you before. I took him to a Sunday session.
Oh, I remember him. I think he was on the front row, wasn't he?
Yes, we sat in the front row.
And I think he said, I like what Roy said. Was that
yes,
the same one? I like
yes,
him.
He did. He's got a problem, and he asked me to call so he could speak with you.
Yes, of course.
So why don't I just pass the phone over and Brother Nike?
What's his name?
Name is Joshua.
Oh, Joshua. Okay, Joshua, I'm ready
right,
for you.
Let me hand the phone over. Here you go.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Joshua. What can I do for you?
I'm just, like, scared of the night. Like, the dark when I'm in bed alone.
Yes.
And
I've been through that. Go ahead. You tell me.
And, and that's it.
You what?
That's it. I'm just scared of the dark and in bed. And I'm having bad nightmares.
I tell you, I understand. Lots of kids have that. And it's easy to overcome. You know what you need to do?
What?
Close your eyes for a minute. Want me to help you?
Yes.
You want to have a good night's sleep tonight? You have to lose your fear, and God has to take it away from you and give you courage. Because the devil is just an illusion. You know what an illusion is? Something
yes.
that isn't real. And if you get angry with it, if you get afraid of it, it will become real. Now, you must be, in a sense, I don't mean for you to be afraid, but that's what you need to be afraid of what you're afraid of. You understand how I'm using language?
Yes.
You see? So I'm saying to you, the devil, or that thing that haunts everybody, it's real. It's a real thing, in a sense. Everybody has it. Everybody has that, and most people can't deal with it. But you can, when you understand it's only a hiss. It's only an illusion. It has no power except you get angry, upset with it, and fearful. It has no power. It makes you, if you get upset with it, you see, it's your attempt to fight it. It is exactly what it wants you to do. Get angry with it. Yet then you become afraid of it. Do you understand it cannot hurt you if you stay calm? You have the power to say no. I'm not going to be afraid of you because my Father in heaven is within me. And you know me well enough to know I'm telling you the truth. Now, this is what I'd like you to do. Do you ever do the meditation exercise? Have you ever done it?
Yes.
Is it work for you?
Yes.
You try that tonight before you go to sleep and sit quietly, you see, in a room. And do that meditation. It only takes a little while. And make up your mind that God is stronger than this. And that what I'm telling you is true. That if you will calmly look at this thing that talks to you or makes you feel its presence, if you know it has no power to overcome you except you get angry or fearful, both. So you need to just face it. And it goes away. Say, I know who you are, and you're not having me. And really mean that, and you have a good night's sleep. Call me if that doesn't work, but it will. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Very welcome. So I just would like to those of you who are still listening, some stations have commercials in this spot. But I fill it in case commercials are not forthcoming and you hear me instead. All I want you to do, if you will, is, may I suggest, let me suggest the latest notion I have. We have, go to the web, and antidoteforall.com, antidoteforall.com, that's the website, where the only thing you see is the meditation, and that's all. And you put your earphones on and press the button, and you'll meditate in 7 minutes. That is a 7 minute, it's really, really doing very well. But that's a beginner, but the beginner really doesn't need much more than that, but there may be more you need. And so there's, now what we have presently is downloads for the second part of it, if you want to. But the first part is free, and it will work for most people. And you would like to go on further, it's helpful. It's almost like having a fireside chat with God. That's what it feels like. And it keeps on, I keep on discussing things, circumstances, and ideas in a very special way that helps you to drop them. To see, oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. And you're not angry anymore with what you see. Mostly you've been angry with what you see, and it makes it worse. See, that's it. So what we're going to do is put the, we propose to take the device, which is the Cure Stress device, that you go to the website, you'll see it, and it says Cure Stress. And it's $59 plus shipping. And it's only, it's, honestly, no, I'm not saying the right thing. It's, I'm just jumping ahead of myself, excuse me. So my mind is on other things other than making a commercial here, but I do need it. But with what we're trying to do, yes, come back to my point, is to add what is free to that which is cost money, but still leave the one that's free on the on all of the webs everywhere, including my web. You can just get still get that. But if you want to, what we're going to do is that actually, if you want one of these little computers, your older parents, older people may not understand how to work with a computer, so they got a little computer that fits in their wallet. See, and earphones, and a recharger. But they're very costly to make, and I don't have the money right now. So you can get what you have right now on the web doesn't have the 7 minute meditation. You can get both, of course, but to put it on one little computer is ideal. You have both. 7 minute. But we need the money to pay it ahead. And so that would be great for Christmas because you still got the other one that doesn't have the 7 minute one on it, but you can still get the 7 minute one anyway. But it makes a nice package, you see. So support the foundation by buying this. It will take a month before you get it, at least, because we have to get the money and we have to make the order. It comes from China.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that...
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice.
And the number to call this program is 800-866-8883. That is Monday through Friday, West Coast time. You figure it out where you are, please. Makes it simple. And it's 3 hours. Mostly I do two, because the third hour is a little bit drags on. And I put a tape on there so you can't tell the difference, but I will not cheat you. The third hour is tape. See? But as my world increases, the world I want to help recreate and put back like it was before in America, the old America I once knew. Not the bad stuff, but the good stuff. See, I need to for you to wake up from your hypnotic trance. And I'm saying to you, if you're listening for the first time, is that trauma is misunderstood by psychiatrists and psychologists, and they cannot cure you at all. I want to talk to a psychiatrist who's cured anybody with his degree. No, it's impossible. You cannot. You can go 10 years, 20 years, and get worse while you're giving him $100 a shot. See? I can give it to you for right away, if you're ready, to see yourself. You have to be ready to see yourself and say, oh, I didn't see that before, because you didn't want to, because you thought that by looking at it, you were going to get rid of your shame. But I tell you, there is no shame in a sense. In a sense, yes, it's a shame that you have been broken and lost your innocence when you came into this world. But I told you that Jesus is right. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race, you didn't come into this world broken. You came into this world innocent, and you got broken. You got imprinted with the words, the spoken words of authority. And when the authority is not perfect, it makes you imperfect. But the point is, for a little while, you will see your parents. You will begin to see your parents. As you begin to see, you will begin to see that the parents are out of order and don't see themselves that way at all. And you tend to overreact. Can't help it. You react, and pretty soon you become a bully. You become angry, and you carry that, and it multiplies. It multiplies because once you start being angry to deal with situations and having been inflicted by your own parents and your teachers and your rabbis and your priests, see, who keep telling you God loves you, but you imagine you've missed the word, see. You imagine it as God loves you, as you are. No, he doesn't. He loves you from what you are. And that's where I'm going to take you. All right, now we're going to go. I won't go any more to that. Somebody needs to talk to me about what I just said. Somebody out there want to call 800-866-8883 and say, what do you mean by that? Or, I see what you mean by that. Do you mean this? 800-866-8883. And you know who I'm talking about because you just reacted. Yes, you, the one that just got flinched, driving your car or dialing the station. If you flinched and got angry, I'm speaking about you. You, the minute you got upset about when I said the truth about things, absolutely true, what I've said about life, you're one of them. And maybe you can be confirmed. Maybe you are worthy. Something deep inside you that first is get angry with me and then says, why am I angry with Roy? He's right. And then you come over to my side. You're coming over to where I'm coming from, which is the same, which means you're coming from the same place in you as I'm coming from the place in myself. And the beauty of it is that the shock you experience is takes you away. Your anger towards me has a strange reaction. See, if you're mean to me, I can only have one of two choices are both wrong. I could give in, or I can rebel and fight back, or run off and take in my anger and look for approval in all the wrong places, or be the wrong place yourself, if you know what I mean, the bully. And it's the only choice you've got. You cannot help it, and you may not see it right away. But if you reflect back on your past, you see, it's all from overreacting. And that's what the communists want for you to overreact. That's what's going on, the terrorism in this country. And this was going on in Roseburg. where the people, the media doesn't tell you this. There's more to it than this. But what is worse is what you have seen before when you're burying, when you see a veteran, a noble veteran died for his country, being buried, and then you have all these scum, degenerate left-wing scum. Yes, headed by your president, see, aided and abetted by all that are under him, is chosen to create a division in this country. So I say to you, you may not be so bad, but if you're angry with me right now, you die. Slowly but surely, what gets inside you will consume you, and you'll make one move, and you're gone. So you understand that's what you're trying to do to me. That's what you do to others. That's what you do when you become a crowd of people. And the force is so much worse when you have, you know, 6 or 7 kids murdered in the classroom in Roseburg or anywhere. In this particular case, I forget the exact amount, it's just horrible. What the police had to do is to protect the family from being molested and intimidated and keep them out of danger. See? The whole idea is to intimidate the police, to intimidate anybody. You mustn't intimidate it. You have to learn as a policeman to hold your ground. And if you hold your ground, you may take some losses. Yes. You may die. Who knows? But hold your ground. But it has to be done according to divine order. So you can't do it just by yourself. You have to be given the gift of perfection. Become perfect as your Father in heaven. It doesn't mean to say you will become perfect right away. But he gives you the power to deal with the little things. The first irritation. The irritation that maybe you're angry with your father and your mother and you're standing in your shoes, in their shoes. And so you see that being resentful towards them has now extended into you and you've not been able to live your own life. You live the life that they're living with. And even though you can try your hardest to stop it, the more you stop it, the worse you become. The more powerful it becomes over you. And you take drugs and alcohol, and they're waiting for you. In American miracles are the pharmaceuticals, illegal or illegal. Illegal becoming legal. That's what they want. To drug you. Legally or illegally. So you can't, so you just trust that all you got is a sense, a feeling. You want to feel good about yourself. You don't want to see the bad. You want to feel good. Well, you pay for it with your life because you're not good. You're a fool for love. Fool for approval. You're cowardly. And that cowardly has been bred into you as you came into the world. You weren't that way when you were a kid, when you were very small. But what is in you when you were very small is not dead. It's still alive. And I want to, it's my clarion call to awaken you. Listen to my voice. Listen to where I'm coming from. Enjoy. I'm not perfect in a sense. I'm becoming perfect. Becoming. Understand the difference is becoming is that it becomes a verb. Means every day you deal with something correctly and stand your ground or speak or not speak. Hold your ground. You can be intimidated and say nothing as long as you're not angry. And the situation can go on for years and years and you have to wait for the time. As long as you're not angry, you're not suppressing it. So you're just learning to tolerate it. While you're tolerating it, it's frustrating the crap, excuse the expression, out of the people. You don't know what you're doing to that person. If you stay calm, you don't realize what's going on. You know who said it beautifully? I said it before in the first hour. If you're distressed, this is Marcus Aurelius. He was the, 123 AD. Huh? That's it. So he was the Roman the Roman emperor, see, the last but the most noble emperor. And this is what he said in his writings. It's beautiful. If you get a copy of it, one of the copies on meditation, call it. It's called Meditation. Marcus Aurelius, a little tiny booklet. He said, if you are distracted by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your own estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke it at any moment. Very simple. Or the one I remember, I was just reading that one, I'm not really good at reading, but it makes a point. The one I remember him saying, or reading it some way, he says, how much more devious is the result of anger than its cause? That any time you're intimidated, you lose. You lose your anger, lose, how can I say, I didn't say that right. Refresh, refeed. Don't lose your cool. Don't be upset. See, but that's not easy to do, to make yourself calm. It's not within your power. It needs an unearthly aspect. Him who created the universe is within you as a conscience following you all the way to your grave. And at some point, you will find the way you've been programmed and unable to stop it, very deleterious to you and dangerous to you and causing you every kind of sickness under the sun, 95% of all your illnesses that way, and wars. Wars are created by the appeaser. And that's why Obama is making us appeaser, so that we will look like a good target. And we would be. And you're going along with that. And there's not a hue and cry. Let me see here. I got something here. Let me read it. Okay. Let me see it. Danny, can you ask him to wait for me?
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is tiny type, so I can hardly read it. I had it in my pocket. When the cause of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which they have connected them one to the other, and to assume amongst the powers of the earth the separate equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Therefore we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created evil, not evil, equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain and inalienable rights, and among these is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or abolish it and institute a new government, leaving the foundation on such principle and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And it goes on. I see none of that. I see nothing of that. I see just lots of angry people and looking for someone to lead them. You don't need a leader. It's good to have a leader, don't get me wrong. But where are you? Why are you afraid to speak up? You may lose your job. Okay, lose your job. You may go hungry. Go hungry. I know you have to take care of your kids, but don't take a dime from the government. only take long enough if you're really, really, really sick. And honestly sick and you're damaged. But don't let them breed you. And reward you for breeding without fathers. You fools. Okay. All right, now I'm going to talk to you. You're losing your freedoms, see. You're creating more and more of them. And less of us. Eventually we don't want to work anymore. Because we'd take our money away by taxes. And gives it to those who are subject to the beast in the White House. All right.
Oh,
here we are again. Ladies and gentlemen, Duanas and Crocodiles, we'll take our calls now. All right. Danny in Mississippi. Hello, Danny.
Yes, sir. It's Benny, but you just don't call me late for supper.
Okay.
I got that from you. I know. Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you that you said two things to me in 1999. You said that I was one of yours, and you said, Benny, you're emotional.
Yes, right.
And it came true. I went to a mental institution in 2002, and I went back again in 2003. And I haven't been back, but my emotionality got me in a lot of trouble, Roy.
I know it did, I'm sure.
Yes, sir, and... But you said I was one of yours, and you said I talk too much.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. You're much more mature from your suffering.
Yes, sir.
It's been good for you.
Yes, sir.
Everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord, right?
Yes, sir.
So you weren't quite there, so you had to suffer more.
And a Jewish saying is this. He said, a man has got the right to be just as stupid as he wants to be and then
That's
pay
right.
the cost.
That's right. Got a good memory.
Yes, sir.
But you sound all right. You sound like you're doing good.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad. Anything I can help you with? Anything? Any little prompting?
I'm just so glad to talk to you.
That's so sweet.
I am so happy because I know this sounds sappy and so silly, but I love you, Roy.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Yes.
I gave you my love a long time ago. I gave it to you a long time ago. I gave you the Spirit. I handed over the Spirit to you in me, and it embedded itself somewhere into you until you were ready.
Right.
The first time
I heard you in 1983, you were talking on a little old radio I had, and you said something about exorcism, and something jumped out of me. It scared me to death.
I said,
what is this guy talking about? And I didn't know. Exorcism. Oh.
Well, you know what you need to do?
Oh,
next Sunday, I have. Let me see. What we'll call it. I'm going to give it the right name. The name of these 2-hour seminar on Sunday morning, and it plays all week. Of course, you can hear it all the rest of the week. How to kill the evil entity in your adversary.
Yes.
How to kill the bad side of a good person.
Yes,
I think that's even better.
Yes, that's right.
How to kill the bad side of a good person.
That's right.
I got to write that down. That we
Oh, and Roy, I hope everybody in your family is doing very well.
Everybody's doing fine, and if they're not, they're going to get better, or they're going to be after them.
Well, let me get off the phone and let somebody else talk.
But it's sweet of you to call. I do wish you well.
Thank you, sir.
It's nice to hear from you after all these years. You're still one of us.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
I wish everybody was that way. But it's not the case. But those who are as decent as you are, in deep down inside, through all your misery, there's a goodness inside, even the worst of people. But we're not in the business of judging. So what happens, the way you kill the entity of anybody, including good people and bad ones who enjoy being cruel, so, but you can't tell the difference between them because the effect on you is the same. But if you hold your ground, you shine. If you don't react, you show that you're, it's heaven on earth speaking to that person. But you're not even, you don't have to speak it. You radiate an energy that they, you don't feel coming through you because you've given up two things, pleasure and being angry at pain. Seeing that. So when you get rid of those two, when you get clear, it's God that does it, and then he comes through the channel that was occupied by both of those emotions.
Yes, sir.
Those, you see, those two emotions are being angry and going along to get along. Codependent. It's a codependent thing. It goes from one thing to another, backwards or forwards. Or it stays one way. You're always an appeaser, you're always a bully. Bang. That's all there is, unless you find the truth. And so in your freedom, you will be freeing yourself because you're doing what is right. Don't hate the hurter. See? The hater wants you to hate. See? He wants to hurt you and put inside you what is, and take away some of more of your innocence, more of your life force, and embolden it, and to embolden itself because it's a vampire. Basically equivalent to a vampire. Who invented the stories of vampire just understood human nature. Because the country is full of vampires who feed on the helpless and the weak and the foolish. See that?
Yes.
You're not one of them anymore.
Hopefully not.
No, you're not. Be good.
Yes, sir. I want you to take care now.
I will.
I know you will.
I'm not young anymore, but...
Are you still swimming?
No, I missed it because I had a bad accident. Almost.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was not an accident. It was an intent to murder me.
So
I survived it, and it was in hospital. And the problem wasn't very big, but it became big when they gave me... See, I'm an ex-person I can't remember. I can't eat sugar. Diabetes. I'm not a diabetic anymore, but I cannot eat sugar. So I had to go to hospital for something. You know, it was just a small thing, not important. But when I was there, I couldn't eat for many days. And I said, don't give me anything with sugar in it. Oh, but
right.
You have jello with sugar? Yes. You have it without? Yes. They gave it to me. I said, I could eat a lot of it, and I ate a lot of sugar. I almost died, and they actually helped me to die.
Yes, sir.
But my son intervened and rescued me. See, that's it. You've got to be careful with older people in the hospitals. You've got to be. Be good. Now, look, please, if you want to make a nice Christmas present, think ahead. I want to put you, if you go to my website, you'll see one of the frames that go on, off and on, change, the flowing frames. You'll see that one comes up, Cure Stress. It's a device, and it's a little tiny computer that fits in your wallet. It's good for old, young people and older people. What we want to do is add the 7-minute meditation to it. We don't have the money to order it from China. It's the only place that makes it. It takes a month or so to order it. So if you will order it tomorrow, 800-877-3227.